This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when people are trying to read the tea leaves, trying to understand what the voters actually were saying yesterday, what they were saying not only by the votes they cast in the New Hampshire primary, but what they told pollsters in the exit polls, which had some remarkable developments, including a shocking 35% of GOP voters, of all New Hampshire Republicans who cast votes in the primary. 35% say that if Trump wins the nomination, they won't vote for him. Really? David Frum is the author of 10 books, most recently Trumpocracy and Trumpocalypse, about Donald Trump and his appeal to a segment of the American population, big segment. And David was a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He also wrote several books about President Bush. He is a senior writer for The Atlantic on a wide range of topics. So, David, what did the people of New Hampshire say last night? Well, they had some good news, at least, for one candidate, which was Joe Biden, didn't they?
Well, I appreciate being invited to speak for the people of New Hampshire, who are my soulmates in so many ways. Read the tea leaves a little bit. So on the Democratic side, Biden challengers tried to steal a base. Biden had made a promise that he would let South Carolina be the first in the nation on the Democratic side and removed his name from the South Carolina ballot. That created an opportunity that first Bobby Kennedy Jr. explored and now Dean Phillips. Well, maybe with Biden not on the ballot, maybe they could score the appearance of a win and generate some momentum for themselves. Instead, there was a big write-in campaign for Biden, and he overwhelmingly won, with about 100,000 people turning out to vote in the Democratic side. Biden got about 80% of that vote, a little less. I think that's sort of the end of internal challenges to him within the Democratic Party. On the Republican side, Donald Trump got 54% to Nikki Haley's 47%. You will remember, not everyone listening to us will, the 1992, when Pat Buchanan challenged George H.W. Bush in New Hampshire, and that was regarded as a big upset and a big shock to George H.W. Bush. He got 58%. 4 points more than Trump, and Buchanan got 40%, 7 points less than Haley. So in 1992, that was 58 to 40 was a shocking upset. In 2024, 54-47, big Trump triumph.
I don't in 1968, Eugene McCarthy basically knocked Lyndon Johnson out of the race. And
yes,
McCarthy got 43%. He got a lower percentage than Haley did last night.
Right. So I understand that people think, well, she won't do that so well in other states. But people knew that was true about Eugene McCarthy, too, and it was true about Pat Buchanan, too.
So what do you think goes on from here? I mean, now all the focus will be... and Nikki Haley says her sweet home state of South Carolina. Is South Carolina really the last stand for people in the Republican Party who want a nominee other than Donald Trump?
Well, I believe that there's an event. I think it's a caucus in Nevada, not a before South Carolina. Everything depends on how badly Nikki Haley wants the nomination and how willing she is to fight. I mean, she absolutely has the wherewithal now to make a fight if she wants. She has a story to tell that she didn't quite kill the giant, but she certainly went toe to toe with the giant and fought an equal fight. As we said, better than Eugene McCarthy, better than Pat Buchanan. Why not her? And if she's willing, because the result exposed why Trump will lose the presidential nomination. He does have a problem with a significant faction within the Republican Party who will desert him. Biden does not have that problem. People have been promoting the idea that Biden has lost part of his Democratic base. There's no evidence of that, but there's a lot of evidence now that Donald Trump will not unite the Republican Party.
And in terms of what Trump could do next to unite the party, first of all, that he does not seem to have the instincts of a unifier, but what could he do to try to address this 35% of the GOP voters in New Hampshire who said they won't vote for him if he is the nominee?
Literally nothing. I mean, I think of myself. What could Donald Trump do? And I say, what could the least trustworthy human being in the United States say to me that would change my mind about him? No, he was president. He's been on the stage for a long time. Everyone knows everything about him. In the same way we know everything about Joe Biden. Joe Biden isn't going to change a lot of minds. But I wrote a column today in which I borrowed an insight from the old days of network programming. This is, I know, your bailiwick. But in the olden days, there were a lot of people in each American household and one TV set. And a lot of effort went into programming. How does television surmount that challenge? On Sunday night, the maximum viewing night, everyone watches nature, likes nature programming. That's what you got. And TV executives called this finding the least objectionable program. Trump is cable. He's like, the people who like it a lot, but most people don't like it. Biden is broadly acceptable to a lot of people who don't love him. Least objectionable programming. That's the contest that is shaping up for us.
Doesn't sound that inspiring. Do you have a sense, watching this very closely, is Trump going to choose Elise Stefanik to be his running mate? She has been, seems to be very, very devoted to everything that Trump says publicly. What happens with that 60% of Republicans allegedly who believe that Joe Biden is not a rightful president? That he didn't really win the election?
As we've all seen, Donald Trump doesn't have plans. He has impulses. And he often doesn't know what he's going to do the day before he does it. So I wouldn't want to be one of the people who's on his short list. That's impossible to predict. But I think what can be predicted is this. Trump has this iron grip on a very considerable portion of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is the smaller of the two parties and getting smaller. And controlling the majority of the minority doesn't get you to where you have to be. Look, in 2016, anti-Trump forces got 3 million more votes than pro-Trump forces. In 2020, they got 7 million more votes. I think what's going to happen in 2024 is the outcome will be somewhere between 3 and 7 million more votes by the anti-Trump. It's just the bigger coalition. And Republicans don't believe it, don't accept it. But there's this, Nikki Haley keeps pointing out, there's this chain of defeats. Why? Because more Americans oppose Trump than support him. Always.
And maybe that begins turning up. The other aspect of the exit polling that is extraordinary to me, and I think very noteworthy, is people in both Iowa and in New Hampshire, a very substantial proportion, including people who voted for Trump, say they will not support him if he has any kind of conviction. So a lot of this is obviously, we're speaking about on the show, going to be carried out in the courts. David Frum, appreciate your perspective, which I think gives a more balanced view of what is happening. We will be right back with more of the way that Trump reacted to his underwhelming victory last night. We get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
It's so cool.
Join now at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of analysis of what was said last night by Nikki Haley in conceding that she lost the New Hampshire primary. But again, this is a point that I think that David Frum just made very effectively, is that in terms of registering a divided Republican Party, the idea that everyone is now coming together and surrounding Trump, and it's all love, it's the kind of hugs he's been having with Vivek Ramaswamy, former opponent. When your opponent comes within 10 percentage points of beating you, and when you're in a situation where the Republican Party remains very divided, you've won by less than 10%. And again, Nikki Haley saw her percentage of the Republican vote went up from 19% in Iowa to some of the numbers that David was just using, 47%. We don't know the final total, but it certainly is over 40%, which is more than the victory, and I put victory in quotes because they weren't victories, they were just surprises, where in 1968, Eugene McCarthy, who was running as a protest candidate against an incumbent president, got 43% of the vote in New Hampshire, and that was considered by everybody remembers it as a win. And the same thing was true in 1992 when Pat Buchanan was running against President George Herbert Walker Bush, and he got just under 40% in New Hampshire. Bush won, but it didn't matter because it exposed the fact that he was vulnerable. And what surprises me is the attempt on the part of the Trump campaign to basically ignore the fact that there is more of a sign of vulnerability than of inevitability in terms of the results from New Hampshire. This was Nikki Haley speaking in her concession speech about Trump's recent claim, mentioning her name again and again and again, and Nikki Haley, Nikki Haley, Nikki Haley, and then accusing her of having destroyed government documents and evidence and having messed up the security on January 6th when he had offered her 10,000 National Guard troops. Now, of course, this is ridiculous. A lot of people are saying that what really happened is he confused Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi. But even as a charge against Nancy Pelosi, there's no basis for it. It's not true. This is Nikki Haley speaking in her concession speech last night.
The other day, Donald Trump accused me of not providing security at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, I've long called for mental competency tests for politicians over the age of 75. Trump claims he'd do better than me in one of those tests. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But if he thinks that, then he should have no problem standing on a debate stage with me.
Okay, that is a tremendously solid point. Is, in other words, if Trump is so insistent that he wants to do a cognitive test where you identify whales and giraffes and basically recognize household, basically things that are made to show a true loss of cognitive ability, then why not clear that all up by having a presidential debate? It's two people. It's a clear choice. What is he afraid of? And he's afraid, obviously, of nothing except, very unusually, for somebody who has just won a victory, he felt the need to spike the football a little bit in Nikki Haley's face. This is clip four.
Your typical victory speech, but let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night. She had a very bad night. And you have the now very unpopular governor of this state. This guy, he's got to be on something. I've never seen anybody with energy. He's like hopscotch. And, you know, I'm watching this guy, and 2 weeks ago, he said, we're going to win, we're going to win in the landslide, we're going to win. About 3 days ago, he started saying, well, we want to do well. That's a big difference.
Okay, and basically you'll notice there were people in the crowds who were yelling out Trump's favored nickname for Nikki Haley, Bird Brain. And they went on to make fun of her concession speech. This is President Trump.
I was up and I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win, she lost. And you know, last week we had a little bit of a problem. And if you remember, Ron was very upset because she ran up and she pretended she won Iowa. And I looked around, I said, didn't she come in third? Yeah, she came in third. And then I looked at the polls. She was talking about most winnability, who's going to win. And I had one put up. I don't know if you see it, but I have one put up. We've won almost every single poll in the last 3 months against crooked Joe Biden. Almost every poll. And she doesn't win those.
Okay, that simply is not true. She very consistently, when she is put in as a potential Republican nominee against Joe Biden, she did better than DeSantis and better than Trump. Trump also did better than DeSantis, by the way. But the idea that he's using this victory speech to continue to campaign against Nikki Haley is an indication that he knows she's serious about being able to continue her campaign. Here is another Trump reference to Nikki Haley, which was the obsessive center of his victory speech. Clip six.
Governor, that tells you something. But I felt I should do this because I find in life you can't let people get away with bull****, okay? You can't. You just can't do that. And when I watched her in the fancy dress that probably wasn't so fancy come up, I said, what's she doing? We won. And she did the same thing last week, but he was much more angry about it than I was. I said, get up there and you let him know. We are going to win this. We have no choice. If we don't win, I think our country is finished. I do. I believe our country is finished. We have an opportunity to do something so amazing. And the good news and the reason we have such support, the best numbers I've ever had.
The reason is that the country is finished if he doesn't win. We will get back to Tim Scott on Victory Night for President Trump and Tim Scott's engagement, which has also been a public story. That and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Michael Medved show, there's more, much more, from President Trump's particularly feisty and somewhat angry victory speech last night, where he actually expressed some real contempt for Governor Haley with some language. Well, listen.
The reason we have support is because they are so bad at what they are doing and so evil, and they're destroying our country. So I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank this group of people. We will never forget you. We will never forget. And I made a pledge. I made a pledge to your state that you have the highest energy costs in the country. In the first year, they're going to be reduced by 50% because we are going to drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Inflation's going to come.
Okay. Then he also made a point that left Tim Scott, I think, a little bit uncomfortable, and this was, again, another highlight from President Trump's victory address, clip 7.
Did you ever think that she actually appointed you, Tim? And think of it, appointed, and you're the senator of his state, and she endorsed me. You must really hate her. No, it's a shame. It's a shame. Uh-oh.
I just love you.
No, that's why he's a great politician.
Again, there was also President Trump, of course, talking about political history with just a little bit of a problem. This is clip 8 from his speech last
week. We won in 2016, and if you really remember, and if you want to play it straight, we also won in 2020. By more. And we did much better in 2020 than we did in 2016. But as they said, we lost by a whisker, just by a whisker. No, 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 but we can't let that happen. You know, you have to have people that speak up. I said, I can go up and I can say to everybody, oh, thank you for the victory. It's wonderful. It's what. Or I can go up and say, who the hell was the imposter that went up on the stage before and, like, claimed a victory? She did very poorly, actually. She had to win. The governor said, she's going to win, she's going to win, she's going to win. Then she failed.
Okay, first of all, what he just said about he won the presidential election in 2016, it's true he did, but he lost the popular vote by 3 million votes, which is more than anyone who has actually won an election of president had ever lost the popular vote by anything like that. When George Bush lost the popular vote to Al Gore, but because of 527 votes in Florida, he was able to win the presidency. He lost by 500,000. Trump lost by 3 million in 2016. And in 2020, he says, when we did better, I wish somebody would ask him, what votes showed that you did better? Losing by 7 million is not doing better than losing by 3 million. On what measure? And it was state by state by state. President Trump won in 2016 in Michigan by 10,000 votes. He lost by 150,000 to Biden. And again, when he claims that we won by a bigger margin in 2020, by what measure was it a bigger margin? And then this, clip 9.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three. We win it every time. We win the primary, we win the generals, we've won it, and it's a very, very special place to me. It's very important.
Okay, he lost New Hampshire in 2016. It was close, but he lost. He didn't get the 4 electoral votes. He lost in 2020 by a big margin, about 7 points. He lost New Hampshire in 2016. He lost New Hampshire in 2020. And if you look at his performance among the independent voters who voted last night, it is a virtually a sure thing that he would lose New Hampshire again by a bigger margin in 2024. How can it be that nobody corrects him when he says we carried New Hampshire in 2016 when they didn't, because Hillary carried New Hampshire in 2016. We won again in 2020, and we're going to win again in 2000 again. This is based on whose count of what. And there's even more that was provided by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was, of course, there celebrating with President Trump. And she actually was unwilling to accept the victory for President Trump in the primary as an honest election. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen.
These are fake numbers. Nikki Haley does not have this much support. She's going to come out and claim that she's rising in the polls. All these fake news media people up here on this platform are going to claim that Nikki Haley is rising in the polls. It's a total, complete lie. Absolute lie. Tonight, Nikki Haley was defeated. The problem is she's going to be dumb enough, and she's going to be a fake candidate, and she's going to keep going, and we are going to destroy her in South Carolina. It's going to be a complete humiliation. I can't wait to see it happen.
Okay, again, the idea that the Republican Party is going to come together and people are going to unify and people on the team for running for the control of the Senate, for maintaining control of the House. And here you have basically President Trump, and President Trump used the term evil. And it's one of those things where, honestly, one of the reasons, and I've talked about this before, that in 1988, George Herbert Walker Bush won the nomination was because he showed grace and class when he lost in the Iowa caucuses, as he did. And then when he won in New Hampshire. And it was the lack of grace and class by Bob Dole that doomed his campaign. Of course, people don't expect grace and class and statesman-like appeal from President Trump. But people also don't expect much of that from President Biden. He had a speech in Virginia that went poorly. It went poorly largely because there were pro-Hamas protesters who constantly disrupted it. We will play some of what that sounded like and some of the difficulties that Biden has, even though he won a very big victory as a write-in candidate last night, showing that Dean Phillips' desire to become a big name, a congressman from Minnesota, by challenging the president, that that wasn't going to work. And Marianne Williamson not passing a 5% level of support. That and more on the Democratic side coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved show, a record number of voters cast ballots in New Hampshire's Republican primary yesterday. That, according to analysis by the New York Times, which doesn't usually give favorable coverage to Republicans. The total of more than 300,000 votes as of early Wednesday surpassed the previous high water mark for a Republican primary when more than 287,000 voters turned out in 2016. That was the first time that President Trump ran, and he won the New Hampshire primary with 35%, finished ahead of John Kasich, who was actually the runner-up in 2016. The previous record for either party was a Democratic 2020 contest with more than 296,000 voters. So more people turned up yesterday, and the one thing that you could look at and in the Iowa caucuses was partially because of the weather, but also because of a lack of enthusiasm, at least according to some pollsters and some analysts. The turnout was only 15% of eligible Republicans actually showed up at the polls in Iowa and showed up at the caucuses. A Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, and yes, he's still governor of Florida, knocked President Trump during an interview with a radio host in Iowa named Steve Deese, who I know. He said that the low turnout at the Iowa caucuses is a sign that Donald Trump may have an enthusiasm problem among his base. DeSantis endorsed Trump after suspending his own presidential bid on Sunday, but his comments suggest that he still harbors wounds from the bruising campaign with his fellow Floridian. Yes, I think it's fairly clear that Ron DeSantis does not want to be and will not be the running mate for President Trump. Speaking of running mates, there was a surprise participant in the Trump watch party last night, somebody very well known, who actually was apparently not particularly invited, but he showed up to show his continued closeness with President Trump. Who are we talking about? George Santos. Listen.
Amsterdam, but you're here tonight?
No, I came. It's an open event. It's a public event. I just registered and came. I had to think of fun. It's MAGA time, baby. It's 2024.
What do you think about the war in Gaza?
Huh?
What do you think about the war in Gaza?
I'm pro-Israel.
Okay, it's MAGA time 2024. Glad to hear that George Santos is still pro-Israel. Somebody who had trouble with pro-Hamas demonstrators was President Biden, who went to Virginia, and in addition to being disrupted by the Hamas demonstrators again and again and again, he also made some fairly misguided attempts at humor. Suggesting that Terry McAuliffe, who lost to Glenn Youngkin, who is the governor, Republican governor of Virginia, was the real governor of the state. It sounded, well, like this. Clip 11.
Hello, Virginia. And the real governor, Terry McAuliffe.
Okay, that kind of joke, the real governor, Terry McAuliffe, it's like Ricky Lake saying that, that she is the real governor of Arizona. Carrie Lake, sorry. Ricky Lake is different. Carrie Lake saying she's the real governor of Arizona, or President Trump saying he's the real president of the United States. He aside from that ill-advised bit of humor, trying to make fun of President Trump, who insists that he is the real president of the United States. The real president of the United States became, well, questionably coherent a number of times. This is clip 12.
Donald Trump, a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
Okay, I think he was saying don't mess with the women of America, talking on the abortion issue. And he also had the problem with the demonstrators, as mentioned. This is clip 18, a collage of a few examples of how difficult this speech became for the President of the United States.
Is Donald Trump the reason women are being forced to travel out of state? This is going to go on for a while. They got this plan. Get down. Thank you. Well, look, Jill and I had a chance to sit down and talk with Amanda and her husband, Josh. I told you how proud we were of your courage, Amanda, standing up and speaking out on such a personal issue to help so many women.
And
it probably was not the right strategy to try to drown out all of the Hamas demonstrators who weren't many by chanting four more years. This raised a question to John Kirby at the White House press conference about the demonstrators at the president's rally. Listen, this is clip 20.
Seen these kind of interruptions at various events, but we're also seeing increased polling among the American public that is clamoring for a ceasefire. Is the president, is his perspective on this changing at all, given the daily mounting casualty toll? Is he starting to rethink whether it might be prudent to ask for a halt in the fighting, and beyond just the pause?
I would remind that since the very early going in this conflict, we have been urging our Israeli counterparts to be careful and precise. We have talked about the civilian casualties and how we don't want to see any more. We have urged them to take different actions, and they have responded to that advice and counsel. He understands that there are strong feelings here on all sides, as you would expect. I mean, he's been doing this a long, long time. He also believes it's really important that Israel have the right and the ability to continue to defend themselves.
And that, of course, is even intensified with Israel having experienced yesterday the worst day of the war so far, with the highest number of casualties. More than 20 Israeli soldiers were killed with an explosion while they were trying to clear away a buffer zone, specifically to protect Israel from another example like the October 7th attack. What's astonishing today is there is all kinds of attention being paid to people who are truthers, but claim to be truthers regarding October 7th. The incredibly brutal, sadistic, perverted, diabolical attack on civilians and little children and old ladies and mass rapes by Hamas. Was that in truth a valid event, or was it simply staged? The idea that there are people, the same kind of people who believe that September 11th was an inside job, the same kind of people who believe that there are secret conspiracies aligned with what QAnon finds about child molesting, that they believe and now apply this to the Middle East. That is appalling, and we will cover that coming up during the next hour. Coming up, we also have David Drucker from The Dispatch, and the numbers that he finds of the win for Donald Trump with 54% of the vote. He has been celebrating that, but are there reasons for caution in the days ahead? David Drucker was there in New Hampshire. What is the vibe? And what is the changing vibe regarding the economy? We'll get to all of that coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.